Free Radio, only with Mike Malloy.
27 before the hour. Hey, I bet all the right-wing dribblers on talk radio are talking about the Chinese spy story. You heard about this? A couple of FBI agents who were boinking the same Chinese female spy and providing her with all sorts of classified information, since they both had top-secret security clearances, which she was then forwarding to the Chi-Coms on the mainland. Right? These are the same FBI agents who spend a lot of their time trying to convince the gullible American public that Bill Clinton had provided the Chi-Coms with all this information. Well, two of them now, a second former FBI agent who acknowledged an affair with this Chinese double agent has resigned his sensitive security post at a California nuclear weapons lab. This guy's been working at Lawrence Livermore National Laboratory. Now, that's the nation's major lab dealing with nuclear weapons development. Lawrence Livermore also does sensitive work in biomedicine, energy, and environmental science, right? So here two of these guys. Now, what about the woman herself? What's her name? She was referred to as Parlor Maid. That was the name the FBI gave her. They didn't realize she was a double agent. But her name is Katrina Leung. She was recruited to work for the FBI in the early 1980s. That was during the Reagan years. And soon after began an affair with her handler, an agent named James J. Smith. Okay, so far so good. Now, it turns out, like I said, she was boinking two of them. The second one is a guy named William Cleveland Jr., who worked in Chinese counterintelligence before he took his job at Lawrence Livermore National Laboratory. Oh, my God, you got to love this story, don't you? I'm sure Limbaugh and Hannity and the rest of the pigs are talking about this today, aren't they? A Chinese spy. Now, not only was she a Chinese spy, she was one of the sweethearts of the Republican Party. She made trips with Republican Party luminaries. She contributed money to the Republican candidate for governor of California. She worked with Bill Simon, who tried to become the new Republican governor of California. Just on and on, she raised money for the former Republican mayor of Los Angeles, Richard Reardon. Just on and on and on. For those of you who monitor the Pigman, he's been talking about this all day, right? Eh? For those of you who have the stomach to listen to Hannity at night, I'm sure he'll be talking about this, right? Eh? So there you have it. A Chinese spy. A woman. Katrina Leung. Boinkin 2. Top secret cleared FBI agents who were photocopying information for her. Boy, it must have been pretty good, huh, boys? Photocopying for her sensitive nuclear information going back to the Reagan-Bush 1 years and giving it to her. Now you know where that information came from for the, what's it called, W-53, whatever it's called, the super secret massive hydrogen bomb warhead that we have targeted all over the world, and the Chinese have it now. Ah, but you remember all the screaming and frothing at the mouth, don't you? It was Clinton's fault. It was Clinton's fault. It was Clinton's fault. The agents were hired by Reagan and Bush 1. So I would imagine this will be all over the news here in the next news cycle. I would imagine it's been mentioned on ABC at some point. Probably CNN will devote at least 10 minutes to it today, yesterday, tomorrow. Maybe they'll talk about it this weekend on the television news talk shows. You know, Face the Nation, Meet the Press, that sort of thing, right? Reagan, Bush, FBI agents providing their Chinese spy whore with all the classified information she could get to the mainland Chinese communists. She's locked up, no bond. The other two have been are freed on bond. James Smith, the second one, is free on $250,000 bond on charges of gross negligence for allegedly allowing Ms. Leung access to classified materials during their 20-year-long affair. Boy, it must have been good, huh? Must have been really good. Oh, attorneys for Ms. Leung and the second FBI agent had denied the accusations. Oh, by the way, the FBI, with our tax dollars, says it paid Ms. Leung almost $2 million over 20 years to act as an informer. Yeah, she was an informer, all right. As she wormed her way. Now, some of that $2 million the FBI paid her went to finance Republican campaigns for public office. The pig man's talking about this, right? No? Well, there's a surprise.